Somebody who knows a lot more about basketball than I do is going to take us through this now. He's from Fox Sports. He's their NBA analyst. You can see him on Fox Sports 1 working on studio shows such as Undisputed with Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp, The Herd with Colin Cowherd, and Speak for Yourself. He's Chris Broussard. Chris, welcome to the program. Great to talk to you again.
Hey, no problem. How are you?
I'm doing just great. When you jumped on board, we were talking about, we've been debating this entire hour, whether the Cavaliers are dead and buried or not. I say no. I want to hear what you have to say. Are the Cavaliers dead and buried in these Eastern Conference Finals?
Well, I would never say that about a LeBron James team that's playing against a team the caliber of the Celtics. Meaning, if they're playing the Warriors, yeah, I'll say they're dead and buried. If they're playing the Rockets in a certain situation, I'll say they're dead and buried. But I'm not willing to give such a young team that is very good and gritty and smart and all that, but they're not overwhelming in terms of their personnel or anything like that. LeBron James is by far the best player on the court. They're going home for two games. And you look at Boston's role players, they haven't been nearly as good on the road as they have at home. And Boston hasn't been very good on the road. They're 1-4 in the playoffs on the road. So I certainly think Cleveland has a chance to get back in this series and go back to Boston 2-2.
Now, let's talk about, I guess, you know, the story of this series to me is the greatness of LeBron, because as he goes, so goes the Cavaliers almost exclusively at this point, versus in many ways the greatness of Brad Stevens, the head coach of the Celtics. Kind of take us through that comparison and how important the greatness of these two respective individuals, one player, one coach, are to the success of these two teams.
Well, obviously they're critical. LeBron is, I mean, he's everything for Cleveland, you know, everything. Like, take him off of this team and they're not even sniffing the playoffs. Brad Stevens is huge for Boston, but he isn't everything. And I say that with all due respect. I think he's a fantastic coach and he's done a fantastic job, but his players have to go out and execute. His players have to go out. They have to have the quickness. They have to have the strength. They have to have the perseverance to carry out his orders and his plays. And so I think LeBron, like if you had to say who is, you know, more important to their team, I'd have to go with LeBron James just because he is a big mental part and obviously physical part to that team. So look, Brad Stevens is phenomenal, but those players are doing a good job too. And he's thing away from Stevens. But people are, to some degree, underestimating the talent that they have. Now, they are young. They are inexperienced for the most part. And he's done a great job of getting them to believe and play at and execute at a high level to win. But you got three number three picks in the starting lineup. Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Al Horford. You've got Marcus Morris, who was a lottery pick, number 14. You've got Terry Rozier, who was just outside of the lottery at number 16. Marcus Smart, I believe, was the number 5 pick. Like, so you, if you look at the Cavaliers, you got LeBron James, obviously. Kyle Korver, who knows where he was picked. J.R. Smith was a talent coming out of high school, but now he's old and raggedy. George Hill was from IUPUI. Kevin Love, obviously, big-time lottery pick. So I think the Celtics players need to get maybe a little more credit than they have been getting, but certainly Brad Stevens is the golden boy at this point.
Well, I guess, you know, we've kind of covered this series and where it is. It's 2-0 Boston. You know, we talked about the fact that, you know, Cleveland's going to make a stand. You made that abundantly clear. They're not going down without a fight. So I guess it's in some ways time to look ahead towards the future of the Eastern Conference, and that has to start with LeBron James. Is he going to stay in Cleveland after this year, or does he look to go someplace where he feels he can either start that next phase of life and get that started, or gives him a better chance to have ultimate success in the form of an NBA championship?
Well, it really depends on what LeBron's motivation is. It really does. If it is anything other than basketball, then he could end up in Cleveland or L.A. Like, if he may just love being at home, you know, and his family's there. You know, maybe his boys can go to the same high school he went to. You know, he can in Akron, Ohio, he can move around and people let him be, and, you know, he can do his thing kind of as a normal person. So maybe that is still a draw. And he says, you know what, I know we're going to have a heck of a time getting out of the East from this point forward, but I just love staying here. If then his motivation could be, I got two houses in L.A. I love the weather. I love the lifestyle. I want to send my sons, you know, I don't want them to go to the same school I went to. I want to, you know, have them kind of create their own space in their own lane. And, you know, I think maybe we can win out there in L.A. Then maybe he goes there with Paul George. If his motivation, though, is winning, 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 like if that trumps all, where can I go and not just go and win a championship, because you don't want to just ride somebody's coattails. You don't want to go to Golden State and just win titles. It wouldn't even affect your legacy. But if where can I go and I'll be a huge factor, I'll be the man, and we can compete and win championships. If that's the motivation, to me, it's a no-brainer. To me, I don't think you need to visit other places. You go to Philadelphia. And I say that because it is 3 weeks ago I felt a little differently. I felt like, you know what, let Ben Simmons handle the ball, him and Joel Embiid, let them go to work. Don't let LeBron come in and mess it up and take the ball out of Simmons' hands. I talked to somebody that would know, and I said the same thing to them, and they said, here's the thing, LeBron wants to play off the ball. I said he's never played off the ball in his life, including St. Vincent, St. Mary. They said that's because he never had a teammate that created plays for other guys. He's had Wade and Kyrie, and they create plays for themselves for the most part, occasionally for somebody else, but for the most part for themselves. If he has a teammate like a Ben Simmons that creates plays for other guys, LeBron will gladly play off the ball. If that's true, I said if that's the case, it's a no-brainer. I go to Philly because LeBron James in Philly, they need a closer. They need a veteran leader. LeBron James could lead Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid to championships while he's still the best player in the world or a top five player. And then as he gets older in a few years and they mature, maybe they can lead him to a championship or two. And so to me, it would be Philadelphia if he's leaving Cleveland. But, you know, it depends on what his motivation is.
Well, you just told us what the hierarchy in the East going forward could look like if LeBron goes to Philly. If he doesn't go to Philly, is it Philly in front of Boston? Is it Boston in front of Philly? Is it Milwaukee in front of both of them? How do you see the hierarchy in the East shaking out in the future?
That's a great question. If he leaves the East, I have been one to say Philly is the team of the future, but I think at this point, you would probably have to say Boston, just because giving them credit for what they've done this year, whether they win this series or not, you probably have to say them with the people they have coming back, Kyrie and Gordon Hayward. You'd have to give Boston the slight edge, and then Philly number two, because you know Simmons and Embiid are going to learn from what happened this season, and you got Markelle Fultz, who should be better. So I think Philly would be two. And you bring up Milwaukee. Mike Budenholzer is an excellent coach. We know he's out of the Popovich tree. I think, you know, they obviously have a lot of talent to work with outside of Giannis. I mean, Giannis is phenomenal, but you also have, you know, Jabari Parker and Chris Middleton and Eric Bledsoe and Malcolm Brogdon. I mean, they've got some talent on that roster. So I think Budenholzer is going to work wonders with that group. And I think they're going to be right there in the third slot and fighting those two teams that I mentioned. So I like them better than Washington right now. I like them better. You know, let's see what Toronto, you know, what they do. I just think they are what they are. They'll have a great regular season, but we'll see if they – I don't think they can beat, you know, do much in the postseason. So Yeah, that's kind of how I see it. Boston, Philly, Milwaukee.
Well, it looks like the 80s all over again. Final one before we let you bounce. Got a little under a minute here. When all is said and done in the conference finals, and we're staring at an NBA finals, are we getting a rematch of last year, or are we going to have one or two different players in the NBA finals?
Well, look, I've picked Golden State and Cleveland. I think there's some rule written somewhere that I can't change my pick. So I go with Boston.
I didn't write it.
Cleveland. Yeah, right. But if I had to put my life on it, I would say Boston in the East. If I had to put my life on it, and I would say Golden State in the West, although Houston's giving them some trouble. But, yeah, look, I think Boston would give Golden State or Houston a better series, especially Golden State, a better series than Cleveland would. So there's a part of me that like to see the Celtics.
Chris, great stuff as always. I love when we get together. I wish we could do it more often. Enjoy tonight's game and everything else going forward, and I really appreciate a few minutes on a Saturday evening.
All right, my man. Peace.
You got it. Bye-bye now. The great Chris Broussard from Fox Sports joining us here on SB Nation Radio. Great insight into the NBA. We'll tie bow around hour two next. I'm Joe Spano. No flipping.